Well, hello everyone. I'm John Adams, Vortex CEO, and I'm here with our founder and CTO, John Matthew Holt, to talk about the last Oracle critical patch update of 2020. What a year it's been, right? Matthew, I'm going to jump right in and say, you know, ask you a question here. So when you look at this CPU with more than 400 patches impacting more than two dozen Oracle products, what really jumps off the page at you being the most significant?
There's a couple of things, really. So firstly, it's another big CPU from Oracle, though last quarter was slightly larger. This CPU is nearly double the vulnerability count from the same time last year, so from Q4 2019. What else? Secondly, the number of products with critical vulnerabilities is also up. Last quarter, so for Q3, there were 15 products with critical vulns. That means vulnerability with a CVSS severity score of 9.0 to 10.0. But this quarter now there's 20. So there's kind of more critical vulnerabilities in more products now than last quarter. Interestingly, on the Java SE side, this is a little bit quieter CPU. With only 8 CVEs and the highest CVSS score, of which is 5.3. So these things fluctuate, but this quarter, Java SE gets a little bit of a breather.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I was going to ask you about that. You know, Java SE is still the most important platform for writing enterprise applications. The bugs in that platform have historically been very high risk. But as you notice, they're only mid-level risk this quarter. Mm. However, I think of great concern is the fact that 100% of them can be remotely executed. You know, which is more important when setting priorities for patching, the risk score or the fact that it can be easily exploited?
Yeah, good question. When what jumps out to me in this CPU is I see the typical ebb and flow of vulnerability research. So, you know, follow that through. Vulnerability research comes in ebbs and flows, and this is reflected in fluctuating vulnerability counts for individual products. So while this is a very big CPU than this time last year, the Java CPU fixes this time for Q4 2020 are about half what they were a year ago. So these things kind of fluctuate. So when discussing priorities and best practices for patching, it's important to remind everyone that the recommendation that you get from every software vendor, including Oracle, is to apply all patches always. And that's for good reason. There's risk of complacency when a CVSS score in a patch for a given product like Java SE are lower than people might think to themselves erroneously. They might think, there's no critical vulns this quarter, therefore I don't need to do anything. But here's the thing, application security doesn't work that way because bad actors are increasingly combining vulnerabilities together to kind of weaponize the exploits to achieve their nefarious objectives. So, you know, the risk score is important, but what is more important is that users and operators of these applications maintain a consistent cadence of applying these fixes as soon as they are disclosed and available to kind of cut off at the pass any prospect or opportunity for these vulnerabilities which might on their own with a lower CVSS score to be combined and weaponized in combination with other vulnerabilities to achieve a devastating result.
So, you know, those SE vulnerabilities may not be very highly rated, but for more than half the products involved in this update, they have at least one bug that's rated a 9.8 or even a 10 on the 10-point scale. Vortex customers rely on some of those products like PeopleSoft, eBusiness Suite, and Fusion Middleware. For enterprises with Java apps and other Oracle products, what's the best way to approach applying these critical patches?
So for non-Vortex customers, you know, follow the guidelines from Oracle, and that, you know, means going back to your dev test environment, deploying pushing it through your dev test and moving it into production with all of the effort and cost and time that comes with that. For Warrator customers, a very, very different, very lightweight process. Take the virtual patches, take the security controls, and frankly, just press the button to deploy them there and then, and you can be protected in 5 minutes.
So, John Matthew, you were touching on it a little bit, and I really want to hone in on this question a little bit more, but what do you see as the advantages to the customers of applying WarTek's virtual critical patch update compared to the binary that Oracle provides?
Yeah. Well, firstly, as I kind of mentioned a moment ago, first things first, WarTek's virtual patches require no downtime or service interruption for deployment. It's a very different experience to deploying a binary patch. So as quick as new vulnerabilities are reported by a vendor, say in this case Oracle, WarTek's customers can apply their zero-day remediations, they can apply the runtime virtual patches to achieve instant security and compliance for their applications. The business benefits of that are reducing the maintenance and cost and effort for customers to secure and protect those applications and lower the cost of maintaining that kind of compliance compared to the manual patching alternative when you're dealing with binaries in their raw form. In fact, with WarTek's zero-day mitigations, these are the built-in security controls where the agents can find and autonomously remediate high-profile and common CWEs like insecurity serialization and SQL injection and cross-site scripting and path traversal and remote command execution and so on. For these kind of common vulnerabilities, there's no virtual patches that are needed at all. The agents can autonomously remediate these out of the box. And so for customers with those configurations, they get even more benefit and even simpler lifecycle management for their applications because there's no need to replace the binaries at all. So that's that combination of security features, the virtual patching and the autonomous remediation is what really sets WarTek's security agents and solutions apart from the alternative of doing manual binary replacement and management and pushing that through a dev lifecycle. You know, for listeners that are not very experienced or with WarTek's agents, you know, these are tiny little autonomous agents that attach to the Oracle application stacks to proactively protect the Oracle applications from the inside out, literally scanning and protecting the executable code and memory while the application is executing. So it's really exciting stuff. And you know, this kind of security, what some people call runtime application self-protection or RASP, is as a result transforming the economics, it's transforming the efficacy of people who are patching and securing Oracle's workloads and CPU fixes, just like the Q4 CPU that's been released today.
Well, that's great and a great way to summarize it. Well, look, let's wrap this up by telling everyone that if they wanted more information, please go to WarTek.com and request a demonstration. And we'll be happy to have one of our technical team and our engineers reach out to you so you can see the benefits as well. Thank you.